frenzy.
Oh, what's this, Adam?
You wish.
We just started the show. Adam made a reference to
letting
Ian's
going
to
make us listen to less than Jake.
You wish.
Adam wants to let us know that the ska bands he knows.
I was supposed to go see Less Than Jake, but I didn't go.
Really?
Newfound Glory and Less Than Jake.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That would have been sick.
That is
How about this, Ian?
That is seventh
glory
grade.
Hole.
Yeah. Newfound Glory Hole.
And I'm their manager.
Mm-hmm. We've got Ian Finance returning to the fucking program after prolonged absence. Good
yes.
to have you, brother.
Mm-hmm. It's good to be.
Thank
favorite.
You. And by the way, brought treats.
Yes.
Yeah. Some delicious donuts.
And Ian, you've been in prison for
Shout out Windsor Bakery. I finally got out. Yeah. I'm on parole.
You want to talk
Ian's
about...
been in prison in Delaware for the last
year. Yeah. prison of my own mind.
You want to talk about doing hard time, Ian? Or
yeah. I mean, I just want to say, like, you know, it's really cool to be back and... I really missed you guys.
Okay. He brought his own.
He's playing this from his cell phone.
You know, I think about you guys a lot.
Ian,
relax. We can figure this out. Plug this in.
We got a wire now.
Yeah, don't worry. Most of this fucking podcast is just
we
playing music.
Not only wire, we got this guy.
Yes! Yes! Okay, I love you. Oh, dude. That plays when I look in the mirror in the morning. Mm-hmm.
So do you want to play your song and do your bit?
Yeah.
Are you reading from something? Or are you? Did you write something
speech.
Out?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
You know,
you're the best.
He wanted to read his McSweeney's piece, his latest.
Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You.
It's good to be back, and you know. Mm-hmm. We spent time together.
Wow.
We've made memories. And no matter how far away from each other we are, we always come together to make more.
That's so true, brother.
You know?
That's so fucking true.
And in life, it's not about the destination.
It's about the fucking journey. Absolutely.
That's right. And you're three guys I'll never forget.
Thanks, man. That means
no matter
a lot,
where
dude.
We go.
That means so much.
I'll always be with you.
Let it run for a while. This is a good fucking jam, dude.
Yeah. It supplies. It's a light.
It really does. Yeah, dude. You guys have middle school graduations and elementary school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here
this is
comes.
A banger.
Bring it back. Let's hear it. I do. For better or worse.
That's awesome, man.
She listens to the whole thing.
That's us, guys. Friends forever.
That's true.
Yeah.
All right.
There we go.
Oh, what, you faded what, it out,
you like
too.
That slow like
what
it.
A yeah. fucking professional.
I know, dude. I know.
You got to go morning radio at a certain point. Yeah.
Oh, I would love to. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You could have
You'd
a show
be perfect
where,
for
You could have
it.
A show where you're both Howard Stern and Beetlejuice. Yeah.
You're all the guys.
Yeah,
and Robin.
Yeah. Well, no, you'd want to fuck Robin if she had a penis. Yeah.
What's the gay guy's name? Gay.
Gay Eric. Yeah. No, that's slow Eric.
No, there's
I don't know, one of those Coney Island freak shows.
Crackhead Bob.
High-pitched Eric.
High-pitched
Eric.
Eric
is high-pitched great.
High-pitched Eric.
Yeah.
They're really mean to that guy.
I know. How much did you guys jerk off to Private Parts?
No.
Remember that movie?
I actually, we talked about this a couple episodes
used to
ago.
Jack off to
we
e.
would jack off to the E. Howard Stern.
Yes.
Where they would have the
yes.
cameras.
Yes. A defining moment in my life was watching E. Howard Stern at night with my mom and one
your
of my
mom.
Buddies.
And you were jacking off next to your mom?
Under the blanket. And
no way.
No. A gal, we were talking about the different girls of the show, and my buddy was like, she's hot. I was like, no, she's not, blah, blah.
And then a girl came on. I was like, now that's a woman. And she was trans.
Wow.
Wow. Yep. Jacking off and to Howard Stern.
Yeah.
Look at this girl. That girl is hot.
Yeah.
Her voice is kind of deep.
That girl's voice is
sexy. I
want to
suck on her Adam's apple.
Yes. And her big knuckles.
Ian, maybe you could smooch me on the lips later.
Robin.
Now, this was going on while your mother was in the room?
Yeah, one of them may have called me a fag.
Your mom or your friend?
My mom called me gay a lot.
She did?
Yeah, because I would take a while to get ready.
Oh, yeah.
She'd say, you're such a girl. And I'd say, only on the inside.
Yeah, yeah.
And when I misbehave as a child, or no, when I'd be whiny as a child, my parents called me Ianetta.
Wow. Yeah. So your gender issues are from...
But in a way, that's kind of like deep, way... Yeah, that's deep-rooted. Like way... They're kind of woke in a way.
Yeah. Dude, yeah.
Because parents now are like, we're going to sexually abuse our child so they have the freedom to,
yeah,
to live choose. A life of trauma when they're older.
Which and is, then when they go into trans, it'll just be reenacting the trauma and owning it.
We want our kid to grow up so that they can never be fired for any reason.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So we're going to sexually abuse
them. Teflon children.
And turn them into a gender freak. So they can be terrible at their jobs.
Which they would kill it on Howard Stern now.
Yeah.
Old school.
They're going to walk into the office day one in a fucking miniskirt with their asshole pierced.
That's awesome. With a little bar with through it.
Yeah, bar through it. <asshole. laughs> Baby rattles on the end of the bar. and then, what do you mean I didn't do any work for the last 3 weeks? Are you calling me a fag? You're like, oh no, here's a raise, here's a promotion.
That's so
promotion
true.
At
and,
school.
And let me tell you something. As a guy that's fucking never had a job, that's how offices
that's
work.
That's how they work.
As a guy that's never stepped foot in an office. That's corporate America these days. It's all gone to shit.
Yeah, dude. It's not like it fucking used
it's
to be.
It's not like how it was back when I, back, you know.
When a lady would just sleep with a man for advancement in the corporate world.
I literally worked at when I was a paralegal, I worked at the worst fucking law firm. They were like defrauding people. One of the guys killed himself.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, one of the partners blew his fucking brains out.
Holy fuck.
But there was lawyers literally just like straight up being like, yeah, I mean, if you show me your pussy, I can give you a raise.
Jesus Christ.
And they were like horrible lawyers because they all lived in Maryland, but they were doing law in Florida.
What?
So you had to be like barred in Florida, which is the easiest place to get barred. So it was like
is it?
The biggest retard
lawyers. I'm a lawyer in Florida.
Are you?
Yeah.
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 Wow. It's like one of you know how you get ordained online.
And yes.
Yeah. You can marry your
Nick Mullen suck squire.
The Star Wars couples you're friends with.
Yeah, Ron DeSantis will give you the legal degree for not getting the vaccine.
Ron John Santis.
John Santis.
And he
yes, I used to have a Ron John sticker on my boogie board.
You don't say.
Next to my No Fear sticker.
Ian's on the level here.
Yeah.
I loved No Fear when I was a fat little child.
No Fear. Yes. No Fear. Awesome.
It was awesome.
Yes.
Yeah,
No cool Fear was the
I
best.
I had a No Fear shirt I got out of a Lost and Found.
Oh,
yes.
That, incredible. That I always felt like a fraud. Like people would discover that it wasn't my shirt. I would wear it. I would constantly live in fear.
You were the talented Mr. Ripley, dude. And you were just as gay as that character.
No,
also,
I was talented. Yes.
You were gay like Mr. Ripley.
No, rip your asshole open
for having gay sex with it.
Yeah, that's what. But I did.
No, not to me. To another guy.
To you.
To a guy you had sex with.
Did you guys see the shirt that said "Does not play well with others"? I had that.
That's good shit, man. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to make a shirt.
You know, that's false advertising. You play great with others.
What was that? I wanted to.
You're the friendliest guy I know.
You're
like a little puppy.
The and one guy holding a basketball and just says, suck my fucking dick.
Yeah. I saw somebody do an edit that it was like, if I miss this shot, I'll kill myself. I need that shirt, dude.
That one's good.
You remember Big Johnson's?
Yep.
Remember that?
Always wanted those. My mom.
Oh, they were shirts?
Setting himself up. Yeah. Nice, Ian, dude. Off the backboard, yeah, to dunk himself.
Ian's like, Ian's like, Ian's like and then crossing something off.
That was a good music cue.
Yeah, Ian giving himself music cues. Get the fucking wire away from him, no, man.
No, it's my wire. No, you turned it down. Come on.
God damn.
I can't. You gotta let Ian be free.
You're right, man.
You gotta let him walk on jokes with those.
Yeah,
same song the entire episode. Yeah. It'll never be any different.
Nope.
But as long as it ruins the show,
yeah, Ian, as, to catch you up, we're trying to fucking sabotage the show, and nothing we're doing
been
is
just
working.
It can't go on.
Really, we used to make money, and we just we hate it.
We hate it. Really, yeah. So
it's coming on 6 years now.
So that's kind of why we're having you back, because we're kind of letting you run free. Yeah, just go crazy.
Really?
And I think it's going to backfire.
People love Ian. Fuck, dude. But if he's here enough.
We're giving the
fans. Like right now, he's a novelty, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to come to the woods with you. I'm going to come to the woods with you, and we're going to run this into the ground.
I invited you. I fucking invited Ian to come to the woods. This motherfucker's like, I can't. I have to be at Skanks Fest a day after you're in the woods.
No, you said the 29th to the 4th. I leave the 4th at like 6 a.m.
So you don't have to be there the whole time. You
can I know.
What about the 30th? Maybe, the 31st?
Maybe,
the 1st?
Maybe I'll come Monday, Tuesday.
Now we're talking?
Yeah.
There you go.
Should I start a podcast called The Legion of Chinks?
Yes. Yes. You're already the king of Chinatown.
Lewis would be pissed he didn't think of it first.
I know.
It's just their little, like, the guy,
that's
the
Lewis
face, but the eyes are...
Yeah. You know how the NBA, NBA is like, we got to get into China? That's Lewis's idea of getting into China.
Oh, dude, I'm excited.
They're going to love this shit, doggy. Yeah. They're going to love it there.
He's like, we're expanding into China and Taiwan.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I didn't say that.
He just finds the worst, like, Asian open mic. Yeah, to give them a podcast.
Louis General Somes. The Legion of Chinks podcast.
That's a great idea, dude. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, folks, if Ian doesn't show up on the Cumtown Retreat podcast episodes coming up,
he's at the Legion. He's at Chinks.
He's starting. Yeah, that would be awesome. MC. Fuck. Oh, fuck, dude. Yeah, but anyway, dude, let me just again give you credit for bringing these donuts in. Great stuff.
Yeah,
they were delicious.
Sure.
They had a little salt and pepper
dude thing. Winston going. Bakery's the best.
Yeah, shout
Winston?
Out to them.
Winston. W-I-N.
And Taiwanese food, yeah.
Yeah. It's great, dude.
The breakfast sandwiches there are very good.
Oh, I guess
not to bring
Adam,
up a sore
Adam
subject.
Knows a thing or two about this place.
What happened?
This is anytime he says anything.
Looks like you have an opinion.
Looks
on
like
that.
You got something you want to share.
Make you know I had a rough night.
Oh, yeah.
What happened?
Adam's got a bunch of bugs all over.
No, it's not bugs. Mice. It's mice.
Oh, mice. Yeah.
What?
My apartment is riddled with mice right
now.
I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep. I know.
Borrow Heather
that.
From
that's
Nick.
That's literally what I said. Is you can take
is that the cat's name?
His girlfriend. That's what he
called
the cat.
Wait, the cat's name? Oh, yeah. He named the cat Heather. I forgot about that.
Yeah, there he is again.
We're going up.
Remembering his own minor bits from like a year ago.
I love pets.
Yeah.
I was saying, just have his girlfriend could take the cat for the week and then let the cat fucking have a job.
Dude.
These mice, dude.
What about Samson? Could he kill a mouse?
Yes.
You think so?
He could.
All
but
cats,
he'd be,
all
he'd
cats
be scared
can do
to
it.
Go to someone else's house.
But some cats kill them and then drop them on their master's chests while they're sleeping as like a tribute.
Yeah, but you're not the master. So you're some bitch.
I could be.
You're some bitch that needs its house cleaned.
No, I need a cat. I need a cat that eats the mice whole. I can't have some
cats
cat
don't eat mice whole.
They just kill
that's
them.
What I need.
Yeah, they just kill them.
Maybe I need a snake.
You need a snake.
I should go.
Dude,
snake.
What if you became a snake guy?
That'd
be
sick.
Awesome.
Fat chance.
You have one of those.
Adam doesn't have it in.
There's
dude.
Never been a
you
Jewish
should get a
snake
peregrine.
There's definitely been a Jewish snake guy.
No, we are snakes. We
that's
can.
True. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
We
you
can't have
get,
an.
You should get some.
But you're also mice
in your apartment.
Should, you should awesome. Get some glove.
Falcons and
oh
fucking
God.
Snakes
just have it flying around. Hunting.
Just bird shit everywhere.
Yeah, but I got rid of the mice. I got rid of the mice.
And then they will
I literally
leave.
Did not sleep last night. My dog I had her in my bedroom. Then the mice showed up under the radiator, kicked her out of my bedroom. Then she started bashing her head into my bedroom door.
Jesus.
That's hilarious.
Because she wanted to hunt the mouse that was in the bedroom.
Did she kill anyone?
No.
Why
don't you let her hunt the mice? She's not a fucking cat. A cat is an apex predator. A dog is an idiot.
A dog can't kill a mouse.
A dog will just bark at their fucking radiator and the mouse will never come out. The cat, however, will just watch it from across the room.
The cat will torture it.
Yeah. For hours, a cat will just fucking stake
it out. She'll just watch the birds and her teeth will start like chattering and her mouth will water. She just has this instinct to kill things.
The cat won't kill it outright. Will let it live a little bit and then fucking torture it.
Sometimes,
so it really feels that slow death.
Yeah, they bat it with their little paws.
Yeah, it's so fucked.
Oh, it's so cute.
I don't know about that.
Or a little dog. A little dog might be able to kill a mouse.
A little dog. That's just a gay version of a big dog.
No, I don't know. It's smaller.
Oh, I don't know, dude. Like I gotta go.
Oh, Ian, you know, here's the other thing. If you come Monday, you have a car?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a car now.
Well, here's the other thing.
Well,
it's
my girlfriend's car.
You might be able to get a ride. If you need to come.
Yes.
Eldest, I might be able to get your
Eldest
ride with
is
Eldest.
Coming?
Maybe if you
no.
come.
No.
I would love if Eldest you come, to come.
Oh, my God. Can
there's
I smoke
like,
in
there's
car?
Gonna be like 30 people. At the
we should get Eldis on
who's
the podcast.
The
no, no, I like it better if he's a mysterious figure. Yeah, yeah. We should talk about him more, but he should never be on my. Yeah, yeah.
just completely naked off my.
Yeah, yeah,
just us talking about his naked body together.
Yeah, have you seen that really picture of Eldis's dick?
Oh my! You have one?
Oh, yeah.
It's the best picture.
No, no, he's like, he's fully nude. He's like, his ass is out. He was running away. It's really funny.
It's one of those live. Five pictures.
So you can hear a nut slap.
No, you see his ass. He's like,
well, it like perfectly captures the moment that he has to like generate enough force to like reverse the inertia of his big disgusting body. So it's this fat turn.
Yeah, he's one of the least graceful human beings of all time.
Oh my God, that rules.
Oh, right. Man.
No, I also have another.
It looks like when they're trying to like steer the Titanic right before it hits. Yeah.
I also have another video of him where he was like, dude, his cat's name was Sumea. He was like, dude, Sum is doing the cutest thing, right? Clearly, like, it's one of your jokes where it's like you try and like get someone to like
to
click on
them.
Something.
Oh, and like when I was like, hey, did you see my new tattoo?
Yeah,
it was
a
pic of my
it
dog.
It was a pic of his cock. Yeah. Fucking Ian piece of shit. Like, I didn't open the picture. And then Ian, the next day, was like, dude, what the hell? Like, I sent you the picture. I was like, all right. I've been ignoring Ian. He's been annoying the last few weeks. I'll look at his gay-ass picture. And then it was just his cock. And I was like, then this is why you're getting ignored. I was like, and this is exactly why. You're going back on the bench, Ian.
Put me in, coach. I'm really gay.
Remember when Tommy Pope had that profile picture where he was his cock, but he photoshopped the arms up?
Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm jealous of that one.
Oh, yeah. Pope rules.
Suck me off, coach. I want a big A today. Have you ever, were you molested by a coach ever, Ian?
No.
No?
Unless I blacked it out.
Yeah. Well, you didn't play any sports, I guess.
Yeah, I did.
You did?
Played baseball growing up.
Mm.
Wrestled, was bad at it.
You didn't get molested by the wrestling coach?
And then, no, a kid on the team. And then, And then I ran cross country in high school.
Oh, shit.
2 years.
Fucking Ian.
Did your rings
Ian
get
Prefontaine?
Even bigger?
You got the same rings.
Oh.
There's that same gay little turquoise ring.
I also have a ska pinky ring.
Nice,
that,
dude.
Shout out Studebaker Medals.
No free plugs. No free plugs. No free plugs. No free plugs.
No
free plugs. No free plugs.
Kratom.com.
No free plugs. No free plugs.
No, literally don't do that.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
And then I got this. I got a lighter cover.
No, we're kidding. You can shout out your
friends. But it's a bit big. There's a bear on it.
Yeah.
And it kind of sticks out my pocket.
Yeah.
But the turquoise matches my ring, which is nice.
Yeah, you could tell. What's your Studebaker?
Who's that guy? Remember Jeff Leach?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw Jeff Leach at fucking Stand Up New York one time.
Uh-huh.
And it was like an early show. There was almost nobody there. And he did some joke. And in the joke, he like gestured like this. And all of his like pewter finger armor fell off. fell off. And then like the four audience members there had to like help him collect it.
That is so fucking embarrassing.
He's like British guy.
He's a British guy. That's
super nice.
Well, he's a nice guy, but he came here and then he was like immediately working like the cellar all the time because he was British, so he could
he was Russell Brand.
I'm a famous comedian. Yeah, they literally probably thought he was Russell Brand.
Yeah. Because he had rings and he was British.
Yeah, exactly. Because I mean, he has like the same aesthetic. And then, like, you know, I mean, I don't have any problems with the guy, but I'm pretty sure he was just like a guy that had been doing comedy like a year or something.
Yeah.
In the UK.
He just Britished his way into fucking great spots.
Yeah. And then he got like canceled last year, I think.
Didn't he have like one? I think I saw a joke where the punchline was him just saying retard, which, respect. Mm-hmm. I think it was Donald Trump
how
was a retard.
How dare he do something?
Really? Something like that.
No, he used
Can you imagine being
shirt.
So lazy as to
yeah.
have a joke that...
No, I respected it.
He did voice acting and was...
He was Ghost.
He was Ghost.
Call of Duty.
In Call of Duty.
Oh,
and then
they
had to remove him from the game because like he's on some Twitch stream like threatening to rape a woman.
Wow.
He did some kind of Gamergate thing.
Oh, that's so fucking funny. I'm going to put chainmail in your pussy.
I'm going to lose my rings up your vagina.
Yeah, dude. Have you ever lost a ring in a woman's pussy, Ian?
No, I'm kind enough to take
them
off first.
You take them off first. You never get caught up in the moment?
Never.
Always. You've never finger popped with rings on?
Take them off, put them on the shelf, and that's when I go in a fuck mode.
What if you have like some kind of impromptu gay encounter?
Put them in your pocket. I mean,
put
come
your,
on.
Your pocket.
Yeah, that's nice. I don't know. I just feel like maybe you get swept up sometimes.
I could see you wearing rings.
I have a pinky ring.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had a week where he bought a bunch of jewelry and shit.
I got to go get jewelry.
He wears his nameplate.
I wear it's jewelry. Nice. I just don't wear it to the fucking gay-ass podcast. What am I, Ian?
This is not a visual medium.
The funk, dude.
To get
you got to wear it
up.
All the time.
No, you don't.
Yeah, look. It looks nice. Mm. This is my right Italian hand. Because I got the bracelet and the pinky ring from Studebaker Metals.
Yeah, I forget you're Italian. I guess that explains half the shit.
Yeah, fidanze.
Yeah.
Fidanze.
Because it's weird because, you know.
He's not that Italian. Let's fucking relax.
Present,
he's a fucking white guy from Delaware.
You present,
and watch your fucking mouth.
as like kind of Jewish. I mean, everybody knows
of course,
that.
Yeah.
So with the jewelry and like the little hamburger beef shirt action, it reads as Canadian. You know what I mean? You know, like, because Canadians have that kind of like Sims create a skater hodgepodge culture that doesn't make any sense,
right?
You know,
I mean, he's just white trash from Delaware.
Yeah,
that's what it really is, which is fine.
Shout out,
we accept
Delaware.
You. Yeah, we accept you. Our mid-Atlantic brother.
That's right.
We have more in common with you than we have with Adam.
You've been doing the mustache too. I just noticed that you have more consistent facial hair than anyone I know.
Yeah, I've had the mustache since like 2005.
2005.
Wow. But the same kind of mustache too.
Yes.
Never any handlebar stuff.
Never
anything. Yeah.
No, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like.
I think you should just. I think you should dabble.
You've had the mustache.
No, he copied
too, right,
me.
I didn't copy you.
Yeah,
I
didn't copy you at all.
That's when we first bonded. Over the first time you and I hung out,
I will say this, and it's 100% true. Not a single one, and not a single comic in Brooklyn had the pencil mustache before.
Hilarious, hilarious thing to fucking claim.
And then you copied me. So
I didn't copy you.
This is why
you're
salty. You're like, oh yeah. What a thing to claim. You copy.
You don't. If you've changed your fucking facial hair a bunch, you had a fucking giant beard for a year.
Yeah.
You had a mustache at points. I grew out a mustache out of trauma, and it was more of a joke. And you know what? I said, this looks kind of good. Because I had that fucking tumor in my jaw.
I'm glad. And I'm happy for you.
And I would never do it because of you.
It was copy.
It was never copying. You don't own having a mustache. Okay. Then you copied Ian. How about that?
I never had that kind of mustache.
Oh,
2005. I had it first.
It's a good mustache, Ian.
Thank you, bro.
I didn't copy you. This is my mustache. I grow a certain type of fucking facial hair.
So you've never shaved up.
If anything,
you've never shaved up under the nose.
That's just it grows.
Could
like
you
that.
Grow?
No,
mutton chops?
I don't know. It grows like that. I'm saying, have you ever shaved?
Sometimes to fuck around.
Then there we go.
No, there's no there we go.
Then there we go.
There is no there we go. You don't always have that. You had that sometimes.
I had for a very long time. When I was keeping myself dapper, I had a pencil mustache.
I didn't start with a pencil mustache. I just let the shit grow.
I rewatched The Sopranos. And you know what? I said we're not taking this away. I said I want the Artie Bucco. I want the mustache of the coolest character on the show.
Yeah, he never had to do crime to be cool.
No, but he did take his hunting rifle to Tony that one time.
Yeah, and he pussed out.
That would have been so awesome if the show ended right there.
Because Tony's mom suggested.
Livia Hader.
After what he did to your restaurant?
She really is a fucking cunt.
That's the Adam of the show.
I can't say anything.
Mm-hmm. Nobody cools. Everyone wants me dead.
Dude, the first time I met you, was it Funny Moms?
Really?
Years ago. When it was in
Bergen. The old at Funny Bergen. Moms.
Yes. And unbeknownst to both you and I, Nick, underneath our shirts.
You were both wearing cut-off metal shirts.
We were wearing cut-off shirts.
You had a Metallica.
I had a Metallica. And Nick had an AC/DC.
I have a picture from that night.
Oh, that's the first time you guys met?
Fucking Beavis and Butthead. Yeah. It was awesome.
That is true.
We had been friends for like a year prior to that.
Yeah, it wasn't the first time you guys had met.
Yeah, sure. I think that's the first time we met.
We had been friends for a long time. No, because you were cool with Ian before I was.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you guys knew each other before me. We
had done shows together, and I was casually. Okay, and then you were the one that was like, "That guy Ian's crazy." Because I guess I didn't get that read on you. I thought you were just a normal person.
Oh yeah, I knew from the jump.
Yeah,
what we were dealing with here.
You're like, that guy's a freak. I remember because I remember me and you, the first time me and you had a real conversation was at fucking Laughing Devil.
Yo, that's right. Yes.
And I had been about roughly a year sober or something. And I thought I was in the clear. You know, when you like stop drinking, you're
totally.
Like, oh, it's like I'm good to go. And you were like, yeah, I had about that. And then you said, that shit about drinking hand sanitizer in the airport and then trying to buy crack at a nightclub.
It wasn't crack. It was coke and then heroin. But the guy didn't pick up his phone.
Yeah. Wow. Good.
And I was like,
lucky
what
you.
The fuck happened? Because I was like, bored. I was instantly like, how can you go like a year and then have something? You were like, I was just bored.
I wasn't bored. I stopped doing everything that I did to keep me sober.
Well, you said you were in an airport and your flight got delayed, so you just bought a beer.
Right, yeah. But it was a bunch of stuff that like led up.
Yeah,
to
that's
that.
That's the
relapse
the tipping
happens
point.
Before the first drink.
Wow,
that's
good. To
I
know.
Love I love how much like
turn the volume.
I love
so
I love how
song.
Much like program bullshit is baked into your head.
It's good, man. It's keeping
it
alive.
No, but I mean, it's like the truth.
That is the truth.
Know? Is it?
Yeah, absolutely, dude.
I don't know. Totally. I'm not a 12-step guy.
No, but you can apply it to anyone. Can apply it to their life. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense to me, dude. Because I definitely you prepare yourself to relapse.
Totally.
You get mentally. You're like
totally,
yeah,
and then you start listening out the excuses or reasons why.
Yeah.
And then it's just off.
And
to
then
the
once
races.
It's one little break, you're like, yeah, this is the fun.
Dude. The slightest
I'm
bad thing
fine.
Could happen, and you're like,
yeah.
I'm in it.
Yeah, and then you're like, I can handle this. It's not a big deal.
Oh yeah.
Totally. That's the best.
Oh, my God.
When you're like, it's not a big deal. I can fucking smoke a little weed.
Yeah. And then you do it and everything's fine. You're like, I can do it
what
again.
What the fuck?
And then that's when it goes to
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, but yeah. The real whatever. I mean, who cares?
No, but no. I mean, like, all that stuff is really good and you can apply it to your life to not. The goal is to not drink. The goal is to live a life where you don't think drinking will make it better. You know?
Yeah.
Like, drinking is, like, one of the least of my problems. I have to work on a bunch of other stuff in order to just be, like, on the level.
Right.
And if I'm not on the level, then a drink seems like a better idea.
Absolutely.
I think that makes a lot
I'm
of sense.
Jealous because, yeah. I'm jealous because that's how I feel about just eating, like, a unhealthy
totally.
Meal. But the problem is I have to eat every fucking day.
I know, dude, I really feel for
I have
that,
to have man. A little yeah. fucking snack.
It's wild that that's not how being fat works, that you could just stop eating for like 6 months.
Yeah,
right? Like, you have
what,
to do it.
Yeah, you
like,
have to, like,
physiologically,
you have to do crack
what the fuck
three
is,
times a day.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
the fuck is
so
this?
You have to do a good version of crack.
You have to do the good crack three times a day.
Yeah. It sucks, dude.
You have to keep doing a little crack.
But just the right amount.
The right amount of crack.
Just a little bit of crack.
Keto crack.
Yeah.
Damn, that sucks, though.
It's my cross to bear.
It really does, dude. I really fucking feel
hey, what
for
are you
going
to do?
Because it's like a thing of, it. Once it gets in your system, you're like, well, I know for me, if I have anything in front of me I have to do, like food, I'm like, oh, I got to eat all of it.
Or a man's penis.
Yeah, I got to eat all of it.
All our if our dicks were all out, how long would it take before you started sucking one of them?
One way to find out. Why don't we make this a visual podcast?
That would be cool.
Honestly, that's the one thing that could end the podcast, just because it'd be so weird. What,
all of us if blowing
Ian
each
sucks,
other on mic.
No, no, no.
If Ian
you
just
sucking all
three
of
our
cocks. We're not sucking any cock.
Just like, it was just truly ending the show in a cum tan.
Yeah.
That would be just like Ian was fucking bobbing on one of us and going skiing on the other one. It would be like, that was weird. Yeah. That was
like you tried to play music to make it normal. Yeah.
I don't know what that was.
That's disgusting.
That's truly vile.
I'm genuinely
even for
disgusted.
Me.
I what? Think that's our ticket out, boys.
Nick's saying that, but his mouth is watering and his dick is hard.
Yeah, there's a
bowl
of
that lump.
Those pantaloons are getting pretty tight.
Well, I shit myself out of fear. It curved up. That would be a cool move, dude. It's like you see a girl you like, like in the club or whatever, and you just tactically shit into your dick area.
What?
And just you lay like a turd down. Yeah.
Like butt.
She's like,
like the way butterflies are trying to make themselves look like bigger predators, you know, with their patterns.
Like right. Pop,
you just shit. You shit halfway
your
down
body.
Your knee.
It's just your body's fight or flight response to seeing pussy.
Yeah. You take her home and then you're like putting the shit in the
condom. Yeah. You stuff a condom full of the shit. Your dick is taking up like one third of it.
She's like, what's that smell? You're like, it's your pussy. Your pussy smells bad, so your pussy smells like fucking shit.
You nasty cunt.
Dude, when have you guys ever been skydiving?
No.
Oh, dude, it's the best.
I feel bad for that guy that had to do tandem with you.
Team building exercise.
Not knowing any better.
Let's do it. It's so fun. But, dude, we're in the plane, and the instructor is like, we always like to tell jokes right before we jump out. So if something happens, you die laughing. We're okay. And the guy goes, how do you get a fag to fuck a chick? Shove shit in her pussy. Let's go.
Are you fucking
That's
serious?
Funny.
I swear to God, dude. And we're like, what the fuck? And we're strapped onto this guy.
That's so awesome.
That really does cut the tension. That's crazy. Why is that the joke? I thought it was going to be a skydiving joke.
What?
Yeah, that's so awesome.
Dude, this fucking exterminator that came Saturday, he was like putting down fucking poison, like powder, and he's like, the mouse will rub up against it. It's like this old man from fucking Bensonhurst. Yeah. It's like, the mouse will rub up against it. It'll die later on. So I'm like, I'm going to have to hunt for dead mice
all around
my apartment.
Yeah, it's going to smell like shit in my fucking walls. Like,
what happens if your dog
gets
into
it? Just put traps out.
Well, my friend's apartment, somehow a bird got stuck in the wall. So it was like...
That happened to me. It got stuck in my exhaust fan.
And then it just died in there.
And then it probably smelled horrific.
The apartment was disgusting.
But anyway, he was just trying to tell jokes through the whole thing, and they were just the worst. He was like, you know what they say, you know, mice don't have a good sense of, they can't see well. You know, of course, there's the famous nursery rhyme, three blind, and then he just waited for us. And I was just like, can you get out of my fucking apartment now?
What was the goal?
He's a three blind. I'm so mad right now.
What was the punchline, dude?
Three blind mice, I guess. He's like, I guess that's why they have that nursery rhyme. It wasn't even fun.
I don't know why.
He was like, yeah, you know, if you've ever seen The Life of Brian Monty Python, you know, it's always look on the bright side of
mice.
Yeah, I said that's what I said to him.
You should have been like, how do you get a bag to fuck a woman?
Wait, so he just made you do puns that didn't make any sense?
Yeah, it didn't make any sense.
You kind of got alpha'd there.
Dude, this, and he didn't do shit. And now I'm, he probably brought more mice into the apartment. Yeah.
It is funny that you got a little five-hole situation going on in your place.
That's when, yeah. That's what Stav and I were joking around at Funny Moms last night about how I'm, that we have mouse in my apartment. We have mm-hmm. these little Jew Holocaust.
Time
Jews.
To go. Gotta get Christoph Waltz in there.
Yeah.
We get gotta, these motherfuckers out.
We gotta hunt these bastards.
Yeah, and you better not have a Shoshana in there.
There's a movie Arbol. About Stav and his people called 5.5, and it's small dick mice.
5.5? That ain't nothing to fucking laugh
at. Wishes.
I love a nice 5. Listen, 5.5 is the base. We could get up to 6 sometimes.
Okay. Wait, you're 5.5 soft?
What?
Yeah, I'm 5.5 soft and hard. I'm 6 inches. it only goes up a half inch.
He's a shower, not
that
a grower.
That would be awesome, dude. I would love that, actually.
Yeah. That rules. This dick is for show.
This
not
dick is for
go.
Show. That would be perfect for me, dude. I just need to fucking show off the little hog. Mm. Nah, dude, my dick looks horrible soft. My dick looks I've horrific seen it soft, plenty, dude.
Yeah.
I need to get a.
Yeah, that was 4th of July, what now? 6 years ago? We had to go up on the roof.
Yep. Take pictures
a little
of me
photo
with a sausage covered.
Halfway through, I'm just enjoying the fireworks.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there, like, shivering.
I'm cold as shit. My dick is out. I'm holding sparklers.
Oh, yeah, and I'm like, damn, New York is great.
It's like a movie.
We're with Peter Muth, right?
Yeah.
I love that guy.
Yeah. What happened? He lost a bunch of weight.
Yeah, he lost a bunch of weight. He stopped drinking.
Yeah.
He lost a bunch of weight. Yeah, shit's going good.
Dude, you came over to take pictures as like Thor at my apartment with D.
Yeah.
And you had to get naked and you like moved your leg. And I was like, that's your penis. Like, oh, sorry. And then you covered it with a little cape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little opera cape.
I didn't want you to get too fucking horny. Okay, Ian. Trying to give himself the fucking the music.
I had to play myself off. That was a terrible story.
It's all right, man. Yeah.
Well, my Terminator story wasn't very good.
Ian, you're coming at this the whole wrong way. There's no bad stories.
Yeah,
here.
There's just filling
there's
time.
Just taking
fact, we
an
got
hour
about 15
up.
Minutes left, and I'm going to try and name all of the different flavors of the Quaker rice cake.
Okay. Caramel for sure. Apple. There's the apple ones.
But those are the old school.
They have
ones.
The savory.
Those are the ones
too.
I remember.
Those are the ones. Now I'm getting nostalgic for the old school. Yeah. There used to only be a couple of
cheese.
Flavors.
They had the cheese.
Now it's all over the place. They got fucking. They got like pop movie theater popcorn butter.
Right.
Yeah. Which wait, really Quaker good. Rice cakes?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a vestige of me being a fat child in Weight Watchers.
Yeah, it's healthy. Having
those. You actually did Weight Watchers?
With my mother, yes.
And so how does that work? It's a point
that's
system.
So sweet.
It's a point system, and they give you like a they tell you kind of what you can and can't eat roughly. Mm-hmm. And you just weigh in every week.
Did you ever do sweating to the oldies with your mother?
Absolutely. My mom loved that thing. Dude.
She loves
Richard Simmons.
Richard Simmons was fucking out and about in my house.
You like sweating to the
I
oldies?
Literally did sweating to the oldies. When I was like 4 years old with my mother.
Those info, so what cute. Happened to that guy, oh my dude? God.
Dude, there's a great podcast. He like disappeared and people were trying
right.
to find
there
like
was a podcast
hunt him down.
Yeah.
Now, your brothers weren't fat.
They were chubby,
they're hefty.
But you were the only one on Weight Watchers.
Nick is a little chubby.
Well, Nick's gotten actually in great shape now.
He's in good
his
shape?
Wedding's coming up, so he's gotten kind of like...
He's jacked now?
Yeah. Wow. Or he was. I haven't seen him in a while, but he was looking fucking good last and take solid.
Take your shirt off.
Shout out to Nick Falkius. Yeah.
No, brother. Not this Nick.
Oh. Yeah.
No, my brother
take
Nick.
Take your shirt off. Yeah. Take your shirt off. Take your dicks out.
They would never compliment me.
Yeah.
Let's go around the room and say something we like about each person.
No, we're not doing that.
Oh, I'd love to.
We already did that. I said you look kind of Jewish and Canadian.
Yeah. That was nice.
But that's true.
That was a good compliment.
And I said Nick was gay.
That was a nice compliment.
I said Stav copied my mustache.
Yeah, and I called Nick gay and lied.
Here's
and said
thing.
He's
here's
lying
the,
about
the,
that.
Here's
this
what
is
the audience
cuddle
doesn't,
puddle love hour.
The audience doesn't realize is I gave Stav a couple pieces of Toblerone before the show
that's
started.
That's true.
Yeah. And outside of that, we don't really speak.
No. We have a system down.
But that's friendship.
That's friend. I smiled at the Toblerone, and I think in that moment, Nick understood what he means to me.
That's
friendship. Is it dark chocolate?
That's
just
dark
close.
Chocolate. Nice one. Because I've been talking about it for a while. I've been meaning to try it myself.
Right.
Toblerone?
I could have eaten that entire thing last night, but I said, you know what? I'll save a couple. I'll save a a amount for Stav that is not an insulting amount.
Right. But the right.
Where it doesn't feel like I'm enabling him.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But also he gets to participate in the dark chocolate table room.
That's right. Very kind.
Yeah. And it was thoughtful. Very good.
Well, it's diplomatic. I don't know. If it's kind. Oh, wow. There's a difference.
Yes, dude.
In fact, in some ways, it's less kind than if you were to just give something.
No, it's thoughtful. You're thinking of your friend.
Yes, that's
like
true.
I brought
it's
these
calculated. It's not thoughtful. There's a difference.
I was due for a treat.
Yeah.
And the algorithm, Nick's friendship algorithm.
He's like, Stav's been good. Stav's been good recently.
In Nick's binary code mind,
that'll balance out the sheet.
Yeah, he got a program on his Apple Watch that tells him nice or bad today. Nice or mean.
I would love that.
Yeah. Insult or compliment.
If Apple made a little dead end, like, okay, just, it's a devil nice and an engaged. Angel.
Yeah, exactly. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm. It's a one or a zero.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
That's right. That's right, brother. But yeah, no. But I was the only fat one, true, growing up. And you know what's brutal?
Huh.
I had a really nice... There was one summer... Mm-hmm. I think it was like sixth grade. I was doing Weight Watchers and doing well, playing basketball all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad was like, and I was on a good groove. And then my dad was like, we're going to Greece for 6 weeks.
Oh,
and
no.
I was like, what? And then I just got fat as shit. Like I got like, I gained like 30 pounds that summer.
Because
it was like, we just would live in Athens. Like it wasn't even like that much of a vacation.
Yeah.
We would just like hang out in a city, watch literally American TV with Greek subtitles and just eat fucking 4 gyros a day.
Like,
and ice cream every day. It was fucking sick, but I got fat as hell.
Well, so when you say 30 pounds, abuse. How old were you?
I was like fucking 12, dude. I got fat as shit.
Dude, that's an alarming amount.
Yeah,
that's
a
child abuse.
It was 20. I think
it's
it was
not
20.
Child abuse.
Because 30 pounds now is like nothing.
Yeah, I mean it was still it's not as much.
But you were tall too.
Yeah, I was really tall back then.
You were really tall.
I shrunk since.
You were short, like 6'3".
Dude, literally, that was fucking. Honestly, my dad ruined my life in that summer. I was doing, dude. The old ladies at Weight Watchers loved me. I was down like 7 pounds.
Oh, that's so fun.
I still remember it, dude. That was a great. That
you're
was a
working
the first
system.
Part of that summer was a great summer for me. I would go to the and the fucking Weight Watchers was right by the library. I'd go to the library, fucking.
Oh, Weight Watchers smart. Is a place.
Yeah,
I thought it was just like a.
Yeah,
system.
I thought it was a program.
I think it's a.
You
place
have meetings.
Too, yeah.
I thought you got shakes in the mail. It's a you
yeah,
go
you go.
Oh no way!
And it's the Duchess does the thing. Right?
It's kind of like fat. It's kind of like fat.
The Duchess.
AA.
It's fucking Diana's sister.
It is. Yeah, yeah. The bitch from.
The bitch
Fergie.
From, the bitch of Warwick.
Fat
Warwick.
Fergie, not
that's
sexy.
That's right,
oh,
yes.
Shit. She's Weight Watchers?
Yeah, she was Weight Watchers, then she was like Westfield Shopping Centers.
Yeah.
The redhead lady.
Yeah. Wow.
I fucked her.
I actually fucked her before you.
Ferguson? That's how she
I actually
became,
fucked her first.
Her
royal.
Husband fucked a kid.
I fucked
is
him.
Is her husband Andrew?
Andrew. I think.
Oh, that's her husband?
I think so.
I beat him up.
So she never.
I caught him having sex with the kid and I beat him up and his wife had to fuck me.
Wow.
And now
wow.
I'm the king of England.
That's crazy because I actually just fucked her for free. I don't have to do anything.
I
she just wanted my cock.
I fucked the queen of England
pussy.
And now I'm the king of England. A lot of people don't know that, but it's true.
That's awesome.
Congrats, man.
Did you see? I saw a TikTok that was like. That said that Harry or whatever, the redheaded one, that Diana had like a fucking riding coach that was a fucking red, like a sexy redhead. And they showed pictures of him and Harry and it's 100% that guy's kid. 100% that guy's
really?
Kid. Yeah. It's really funny. Princess Di was getting nutted inside by her fucking, by the help.
Good for her.
Good for her for sure. But
she was a babe and a half.
She was all right.
You think?
She's all
yes,
right.
Yes, dude.
It's overblown how hot she was.
No, to women and gays.
Yeah. Women and gay people think right. she's so hot.
She was
like,
fine.
She,
yeah, women
she's
and gays
so
were like,
hot.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
She's
yeah.
tragic.
Yeah.
They love tragedies.
They do.
Why
they
do
really
women
do.
And gays love tragedies?
They really love tragedies.
They love horrible
she's
things.
Tragic.
She's tragic.
Like she was,
oh, fuck.
But hey, shouts out. Remember, this is a pro Dodi Fayed podcast.
Though. Yeah, we
the guy who fucked her and fucked like 100 other hot women. I love Dodi Fayed. Dodi
Al-Fayed.
May he rest in peace, dude.
He's the goat, dude.
Dodi Al-Fayed. That's right.
He's the pharaoh.
Dude, I'm about to... Yeah. Hell yeah.
Where were you when Princess Di died?
I don't fucking
know. I remember I walked downstairs, my mom was crying. Yeah, I was like, you never even met her.
I was at my grandma's. I was like, my fucking grandma, my mom are crying. I'm like, what the fuck?
I was like, who cares?
I was like, we're American.
Yeah. We're not. Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, we're not from England.
I literally thought we were supposed to hate British people. I'm like, good, get that bitch. 1776.
Hell yeah. Woo!
Woo! About time.
The fucking, yeah.
Nice.
The education system failed you so much.
That was also when I thought, like, I'd never heard the word paparazzi before. Mm-hmm. And so I literally was imagining, like, Italian people made out of pepperoni. Yeah, like, chasing this woman around.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Yeah, I was at my grandparents' house, too.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Those were grandma days. Those were grandma days.
Oh my god, the best days.
Yeah, I remember my mom and my grandma crying about Christopher Reeve one time. There was some like TV special.
I was sad because I loved Superman.
Yeah, I don't remember the accent. I just remember him on TV being like, "I can still live a normal life."
Yeah, that was really sad.
You know?
Did you see that? I remember being like, "What the fuck, a horse?
Oh, fuck
did
him,
you see
dude.
The horse got Superman?"
That'd be like if I got paralyzed. So you know, and people would be like, "Oh, that's so sad. Why?"
Yeah.
Literally, why would it be sad if I got paralyzed?
Yeah. Well, you're not Superman, dude.
Yes, I am.
You
dude.
Don't mean
what I'm... part of I fucked the Queen of England?
You're no Superman, dude.
Finally,
dude.
Your physicality.
Honestly, if you got paralyzed, that would be better for you because you could just tap into the fucking mainframe directly, dude. You could just be one with
the
computer.
You could just be a riff machine.
Yeah, just riff.
You are.
Just that's what I'm saying. He's completely free of
not
his
anymore.
Physical form.
I'm retired, dude. Yes.
But you could get
you're
back,
retired
too,
out of the riffing?
I don't want to get back to anything.
That's
come
true,
on,
actually.
You got one more
you're actually free. It's better.
I'd say if I was paralyzed, I'd just fucking spit the fucking breathing tube out of my mouth and when no one's around.
Dude, you should become like a professor.
Of what?
I don't know. Like, this apartment is already
a
professor's lair.
No, so what I should get is a jacket with leather elbows. No.
Yes.
And then
yes,
go around and try to fuck college
students.
Yeah, walk
yes.
around.
Yes.
Yeah. Walk around NYU.
Today, everyone, get your syllabus out. It's UPN from the 2000s, 101. Yeah.
Honestly,
I'm your professor, Nicholas Mullen.
just going around the NYU library, just rubbing my pipe on Asian women's nipples.
Have you seen Viper?
She can't call the police because she doesn't speak English. And then it's just cut to her being like, yeah, him over there. Well, I guess I'm going to jail. Guilty as charged.
Guilty
as
charged.
He's back. Oh, fuck.
Actually, give me that lighter. I'm gonna
just fucking toke up, brother.
Can I light a smoke?
No, cigarettes smell bad.
No fucking cigarettes in here.
All right. Well, you know. What kind of tobacco was that?
Kind of Turkish blend.
Oh, dude.
I don't trust that.
Fuck that, dude.
Get it out of your mouth
right now. Would you like to smoke some pole, Ian?
Yeah, why not?
Again, because it would be weird.
You don't say.
Pipe smells so much better than cigarettes.
Pipes are great.
I told this story probably when we were in Montreal, but I went to a pornography movie theater, and I saw... three old men. Ian, I'm telling you this story. You want that?
Took my lighter cover off.
I don't have it.
Yeah, you do.
He loves it.
I don't have it.
Stop. How dare you?
Shh. Check it out, guys. Give that back. I don't have anything.
I believe you.
Look at my hand.
Stop becomes an up-close magic performer.
This is pretty burly. It is kind of too big.
I know. I was thinking about taking the bear off.
Sorry, dude.
What was it? Anyway,
tell the story.
Oh, Ian. Yeah. So I saw like these three old men in the porn theater.
Wait, went to a porn theater?
Yeah, I went with an ex-girlfriend. But I saw these three old men having a... Her name was Princess Diana.
You wish, dude. You're not getting any...
Yeah, dude, but it was
pussy.
It was crazy, dude. There were three old men, like, in their 80s. in the mezzanine of the theater.
Right.
And there was one in the middle was getting sucked by the guy next to him.
That's awesome.
Yes.
And it's, the other guy.
What's crazy about that is like how much of this is porn theater and how much of it is just French Canadians.
I don't know. It's
chicken
yeah.
The egg.
Like you could go into a Panera Bread and see the same fucking thing. They're dressed like clowns and blowing each other.
I feel like they're less. They're less.
Wait, was it on Saint Laurent Street?
It was.
That's like.
He was like, "Oh, was that Eric and Gary?" So I tell myself.
Ian identifies these guys off of those three details.
So one was.
What kind? What, did he have a hat with a little bobble on it?
Yeah. He was in textiles in the 40s.
Oh, Jock, yeah.
Yeah, so he was getting... So he, then the guy in the middle was jacking the guy next to him yeah. on the other side, the one that wasn't sucking him. And then the guy that was getting jacked was kissing him, like, delicately on the neck.
Yes.
That's awesome.
And it was like a real-life lemon party, and it was mesmerizing. I couldn't yeah. look away.
That's
dude,
awesome.
You know what I think I watched for like a solid... like 30 to 60 seconds.
Until you came.
Until I blasted.
There's yeah. a... The guy in
were
the middle
the
is called... The Lucky Pierre.
The yeah. Lucky Pierre, yeah. Uh-huh.
That's a great name.
That was him.
Now, was there anybody else
the
in the porn theater?
The theater?
There was all men. It was all old men.
Oh, those guys are That's so awesome. Sad.
And it was straight porn or they were sucking
It was straight
each other
porn
off?
Because I think that...
Oh, it evens it out.
I think that back in the day, like in early... Not early, but in like gay cruising culture, they'd go to straight... porn theaters
as cover
and suck off straight guys while they were watching straight porn in the theater. And then I think that those
that
guys
doesn't really add up.
I think yeah. those guys,
I think what you're I saying think, is gay men went to straight theaters to suck each other off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They weren't sucking straight guys.
Whatever. So the guy, you know, a guy watching it, they'd like cruise and try to find a guy that was
right,
watching
right,
it and then
right.
suck him mm. while he was watching.
You but, know what? I guess if you're jacking off, it's dark. Someone starts sucking your dick.
But it's clear that all
you
those guys were like
see them.
In their 80s because they just don't understand how to use the computer.
Right.
So
well,
they still have
well, there
to
is
frequent
something
no,
about
I think,
cruising culture.
I think they're doing it to have a good time. Those guys all could have sucked each other off in their fucking, you know.
Yeah.
In
there's
their
something
assisted
about the
living
danger.
Facility.
There's a book called Times Square Red, Times Square Blue. About all of the kind
this
of
the only book Ian's read.
This is what Ian could be a professor of.
Yes,
cruising 101. With,
give me the pipe
with Mr. Fidance.
No, but there's like this whole culture about it where it was like these guys would develop these like unspoken relationships, much akin to Nick and Stubb with the Toblerone.
Relax with akin,
like an unspoken thing. Like they
yeah.
would,
yeah,
they'd
like
just
they,
see each other and
yes.
suck, and
yep.
then leave.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then shake hands.
Yeah, and then they
was
would
there a firm
like
handshake
come back together
end?
Again, like a certain time every week or whatever, and like
that's
you know,
beautiful.
And then Giuliani push him out to the you know West Side Highway.
Poor bastard.
Yeah, you know,
where do they suck bitch. Now?
Different theaters.
Yeah,
in,
still popping
on 8th Avenue.
8th Avenue is
the Rambles spot. Up in Central Park is like a spot.
Nice.
I thought that's for
Penn Station.
I thought that's for calling the police on a black guy trying to bird walk.
She saw
oh, is
him
that
sucking
that
someone's bird?
Oh yeah, wasn't that guy gay too? The black guy.
Yeah,
that
he
she
was
yeah.
gay.
Yeah.
He was sucking.
Maybe
the,
he was
sucking her dog's dick. And she was like, please stop. I'm going to call the police. And he's like, thank you.
Okay, Karen. You. Okay, Karen. You go ahead, Karen.
Fuck.
Central Park is nice around there. Like the north side where it's like kind of wild.
Yeah.
It's like foresty.
I used to love going to going.
It's nice up there.
When a blizzard hits and you go to Central Park,
oh,
walk
yeah.
around the woods.
Oh, that's cute.
It's beautiful, dude. Right. I used to, dude, during the pandemic on Sunday mornings, I would just ride my bike all the way up through Central Park, do
Hell
a bunch
yeah.
of loops. It was beautiful, man.
Yeah.
That's cute as fuck, bro. Yeah.
I don't think a lot of people know that Central Park is nice.
Yeah. People don't say it enough.
Yeah. No. You heard it here first, folks.
Should I move to Central Park?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
You should just live in the
park.
You should
park.
Get like little pig ears or bear ears and just live nude in the...
That's
just
a good
be
idea.
Be a truffle hunter.
Get like the Homer Simpson welcome mat bathing suit.
Yep. That's not a bad idea. Yeah. I live in the fucking... What's the... There's a little restaurant there, right?
Oh, Tavern on the Green.
I live on Tavern on the Green.
You could yeah. be a regular there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Should I get a maybe I'll live in the Upper East Side, like a bitch from The Housewives.
Does the Housewives still live there?
I just started watching.
I thought about getting an Airbnb in like Gravesend or something for like a month.
In South Brooklyn?
What's Gravesend?
To just see like if you know, move it, basically, you know, rent a place for a month, and it's like, can I live my life here?
What's Gravesend?
Probably can. It's just a place.
Yeah, I know.
It's where LMB Spumoni Gardens is.
Yeah. It's like near Coney.
Yeah. It's like Italian, Chinese part of Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah, because it's pretty far away.
Yeah.
But you're still in the city, and I could probably afford a house there.
You should.
Yeah.
Why not? What's stopping you?
You're still in the city, technically.
Would you rent this place out?
No, he doesn't own this place.
Yeah, but you could, you know,
what, sublet? Just indefinitely sublet this while I own.
While he's in an Airbnb in Gravesend?
Mm-hmm. Why would he do that?
You got to keep your money moving.
That's true, dude. Now you're talking my language. Yeah.
That's
dude,
good.
That'd be sick. You go to Spumoni Gardens all the time.
That would be sick.
Coney Island in the winter. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Fuck my ass.
That's kind of honestly. That's kind of how I feel about Astoria. Honestly,
what?
It's just like kind of far away, a little fucking.
But the equivalent in Queens would be like moving to like Rego Park or fucking Jamaica.
Yeah, that's too much. That's too far.
Felix lived in Rego Park for a while by the Costco.
Yeah, but Felix is good, like, just fucking, he can just live in, he could live in the middle of New Jersey and be like, this is great.
Yeah. He's like, I walk to Costco.
Yeah.
There's a Costco by me, bro. There's a Long Island City Costco.
It's a beautiful Costco.
Yeah, dude. It's right by the water.
It's a beautiful view.
I did fucking acid there. I was crying on the fucking bench at Costco.
On your birthday?
It was one of the best days of my life. No, it was during the pandemic where I was like going crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So I just took, actually, I took mushrooms. Mm. And I was just like, I have to leave my house.
You're
and I just took some mushrooms and I was just like, I rode a bike around town.
Yes.
I took a city bike.
Were you
and
crying tears of joy?
There were tears of joy.
I was just going to ask, yeah.
There were tears of joy. I was thinking of how much I love my mother.
Oh.
And then about women in my life that I've loved.
That's
and then
so
I was
nice.
Like, "This is, you know what? I'm glad that happened."
Yeah.
Like I was having like a retrospective of women that have loved me.
The last time I did mushrooms, I think I went to some gas station bathroom and I left and there was like blood on the door. That got all of- like got on my hands and I'm like, this is fucking, this sucks.
Yeah, dude, if something bad happened to me while I was on, actually, you know what? That same day.
Then I got a red light camera ticket.
Wow. You were driving?
Yeah.
Fuck. You were driving on mushrooms?
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah, it's not easy. I mean, that's the main reason I can't drink anymore is because I couldn't stop driving.
Yeah, yeah.
I think
it's really easy when you're drunk.
Yeah, you fucking like eat 5 grams of mushrooms, drive around once a year.
Yeah. Sure.
That's the equivalent of
drinking and driving all the time.
All the time. Yeah,
yeah. Right.
So you get it out.
Hanging out in one.
You just get it out of your system.
Yep. I used to drink and drive.
We hear like you're honking at clouds. Like, get the fuck out of the way, pal. Get out of the way, Mr. Rainbow.
Move it to lose it, bud. Yeah. Dude, I used to drink and drive and throw. This is, I don't know what I was thinking, but I was.
The red lights just turn into like Indian women doing belly dancing. With a god on their head.
There you go, Ian.
There it is.
Yes, and a good guy, man.
Yeah, you're welcome.
What were you doing? We're sorry.
You were about to say about drunk driving?
Oh, I would like throw glass bottles out the sunroof in case I crashed my car off the side of the road so people could find it like breadcrumbs.
Hilarious.
I don't know what the fuck was like.
Yeah, that wouldn't make sense. They wouldn't find your car crashed on the side of the road otherwise.
Yeah,
like off a ravine or something, like off into the woods.
Whoops. They would follow the broken glass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's smart.
That's smart, dude.
Hansel and
Gretel.
Smart as hell.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hansel and Gretel. Well, that's fucking nice, man. What's been going on, Ian? What do you got going on? You said you're going to Skanks Fest?
Yes.
Dude, definitely check Ian out at Skanks Fest.
Skanks Fest. fucking.
You're going to be in the woods Monday and Tuesday?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I put in my spots at the cellar and I'm going to say no.
That's what I like to hear.
Come to the woods with you.
That's what I like to hear, brother.
Yes.
Your cat's destroying your jacket.
Oh, aww. Come on, dude. Chill with my jacket, dude.
Heather, cats are so nice.
Heather, suck my dick, dude.
I got Samson a little Ghostbuster costume for Halloween. I'm so excited.
That's fucking cute.
Dude, Nick, you should put up shelves for the cat to hop on.
No.
Like carpeted shelves?
Yeah, I have them in my apartment. Remember you came over and checked them out?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great. They love being up high.
Well, I came over. I mean, I saw them. I didn't come over to check out the cat shelves.
No, right. you came over specifically to check them out. I think they're cool. I want to see them.
At the time, you were in the middle of assembly. You had let the cat take over the apartment. There was a giant wheel in there.
Still
also.
Is.
Do you live there alone?
Yeah.
Nice, dude. The whole place?
Well, my gal's moving in.
The fucking upstairs and the downstairs?
Yeah, man.
Look at you.
Yep.
Wow, dude. Ian.
Living life.
Seriously, that's fucking nice, dude.
Gentleman in the city. Coolest.
Huh?
You're a proper city gentleman.
I am, man.
What do you use the downstairs for?
I've been in the city almost longer than I was in Delaware.
It's fucking wild,
it's crazy,
bro.
Right?
Oh, yeah. You went to college here, right?
Yeah. Since 2003.
2003. Isn't that
crazy?
Not even here for September 11th, fucking poser.
Not even 2 years later, and everyone I knew from Delaware was like, are you crazy?
Don't try.
This
it.
Be
don't
a
try.
Attack.
Don't try and get September 11th valor because you came in 2003.
No, he's making fun of the Delaware people.
Yeah. Like, no, but everyone thought there was going to be like another terrorist attack.
But that's what he's saying. He's brave for coming.
Yeah, I would just stand at the base of the ground zero and be like, bring it on. You should have seen me when they tried to bring that mosque in.
Yeah. Racine was telling me the other day that his aunt wouldn't go to Atlantic City.
Did that ever happen, by the way?
After 9/11.
Did they ever make the mosque?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
That might be the only form of successful activism in the last 30 years is getting that mosque banned.
Yeah, is there a Ground Zero mosque now?
No. That would be awesome.
They built the Freedom Tower.
Yeah, it was a big mosque.
They built an 1,800-floor WeWork.
Yeah.
That shit's probably empty right now.
You see they're building like the tallest building in New York? They're building a skyscraper to the tops of Freedom Tower.
Wow.
No.
It's like a woke skyscraper. They're like, it's a black owned skyscraper.
No, that's fucking hilarious.
And the press release for the thing is like, for too long, black people have been locked out of the skyline of New York City. And it's like, what is this? What does
Come
that even
on.
Mean? It's all like, of the buildings are owned by like Chinese shell corporations.
Yeah, no one owns
like money laundering scams for fucking people from Dubai.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or like a couple guys.
Yeah.
Just because one of them happens to be black. It's not like black people get to own those as a community.
Right. That'd be so funny if black people try to like get an office in there. They're like, we don't think so.
Well, yeah, you can apply. No. You can just apply that fucking woke shit to literally anything.
Yeah.
It's great.
The first.
Yeah. There's not enough black kids being molested by the Catholic Church. And we're gonna change that. And people are so brain damaged, they'll be like, well, I guess it is good.
Yeah.
It's bad. But if, you know, I mean, they should be represented.
It is true, man. That's why we got to get Ian to be a Catholic priest.
Yeah.
We know his tastes in men.
I wanted to when I was younger.
Oh boy.
The chocolate church.
Love religion. I loved God so much.
And you were looking for a cure, huh, Ian?
It's a nice pipe, huh?
Yeah. That's a great pipe.
Yeah.
Where'd you get it?
Nat Sherman or whatever. They went out of business. It was a place on 42nd Street.
We used to go to the Amish market and get pipes. Corn cob pipes, handmade pipes.
Dude, fried chicken is what you want to get at the Amish market.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
They got some of the best
What the
fried
fuck
chicken.
Was that like conversation we overheard at the Amish market? Remember that, me, you, and George? We were outside.
I don't remember the conversation.
There was like construction workers saying something really fucking funny.
I don't remember. I'll ask George.
Yeah.
But I don't remember it.
That was a great day.
That was a good ass day.
That fucking guy complaining about his wife.
Oh my God.
What happened?
That was the same trip? Oh, that was a great day.
What happened?
We went to the Amish market.
Got some fried chicken, hung out. Something happened in the construction workers. I can't remember.
Ended
up back at George's house, and I guess George's dad's friend?
George's dad, my friend George, was running basically a halfway home for cucked, divorced Greek men.
What?
Yeah, there's this old Greek guy that his wife...
Like, he just shows up at like 2 o'clock in the morning and he's reading over like a summit, like a divorce.
Yeah, yeah. We were all watching like didn't we watch Two Straight Guys that day too? That video where the two guys blow up doll.
Yeah.
Two straight buds DP a blow up doll.
Hanging out like straight dudes.
Yeah, and then we watched, I think, Terminator. We were watching some movie or something. And this Greek guy comes in and he's like reading over the deposition or summons or whatever the fuck it was. Yeah. And he was like, "No, I will. You will not take my kids from me." He was like, "It's at 2 a.m. There's just like five," and it was like me, Nick, George. I think a couple of other friends were there.
And he's like, it could not concern him any less that we're sitting like 20 feet away.
We're just right in front of
high,
him.
Watching gay porn. Yeah. he's like, it says that she does not like to fuck me. And that
she will not take my money.
Yeah.
It was so fucking funny, dude.
We're literally
just like, there's like five 21-year-old strangers on the couch or whatever. We were young as shit. And it's just like, he doesn't give a fuck, dude. Yeah. Yelling on the phone in the middle of the fucking night. Yeah. And his wife went on vacation and she like fucked like some the village like cop or something at the beach.
Your phone's ringing.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, play it, dude.
Who's calling it? Your girlfriend?
No.
Can we talk to her?
My voiceover agent.
I'm supposed CESD?
No, KMR. No. I'm supposed to do.
My agents. They dropped me. Everybody, all my representation fired me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're better off.
If you want to pass my name on.
You want to talk to Tracy?
Yeah. Tracy, what's up?
I think my fucking commercial agent dropped me.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to do any gay ass fucking auditions.
I know. Yeah. It's just.
Everything they give you is so fucking embarrassing.
I know.
I like voiceover shit. Voiceover shit's fun because it's like, it's no pressure at all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you can have fun with it.
Yeah, voiceover is easy because you just fucking record it. It's not
a
big
commercials
deal.
Are fucking gay because it's like they want to put you in like Skechers and like. You know, like.
They're like, we need a fat guy to be embarrassed.
Yeah, right.
In this tampon commercial.
Mm. I did one for Heineken last year where I had to be like a nervous guy.
Yeah. How'd you do that, dude?
You do well in commercial. You're a good commercial actor.
Yeah.
Yeah, you like you to get in there.
Because you're a caricature.
Yeah. Yeah, but I, dude, there haven't been any like auditions for that, or I haven't gotten any. Everything's on Zoom. Nothing's in person.
None of us are getting commercials ever.
No,
I know.
Seriously, no, because like every commercial now is just like a Chinese guy and his black husband, and all their adopted kids.
Yeah,
there's no more white guys in commercials ever.
You have to wonder what Cheerios is up to because they were this. Start of it.
Yes.
Cheerios. All the commercials now just a baby in a bathroom being sexually assaulted. While like eating chair on the
variation
high chair.
Of cuties.
Honestly, that was the one real social change that I observed after George Floyd was that every commercial became
everyone has to have a mixed family.
Yeah, gay and mixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really all that happened.
I don't really pay attention to commercials unless it's a cell phone company and some woman that, you know, with big tits.
Yeah, that's true. That's the problem with watching sports is you fucking see commercials.
Yeah.
You see that lady went on the news and she's like, people are harassing me because they want to fuck me.
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was it brought her to tears.
Learn how to take a compliment, toots.
That's right, Ian.
Well, maybe you can get your tits cut off.
That's a great point.
If you don't like it, maybe stop being in commercials.
Yeah. So true, brother.
So hot.
Yeah.
Chop those. No, you can't.
Hug yourself up.
I'm sorry.
I don't ever be in a commercial. I got an angle for a Fox News show.
Oh my God.
I would love that.
You should be the Conan O'Brien to Gutfeld's fucking Jay Leno, dude. You should be the edgy late show on Fox News.
Oh, dude, the new late night awards, Mullen versus Gutfeld.
And then when people are like, you know, they'll say that, you know, you don't believe any of that shit, you're just doing it for money or whatever, you'd be like, yeah, absolutely, who cares?
Yeah.
So do something about it. Why don't you cut your tits off? Cry about it.
Oh fuck!
I don't care.
I don't give a fuck. Yeah. Well, Ian, you got anything you want to plug, Chief?
Oh man,
My Instagram, ianimal69.
There he is.
Thank you to everyone that's kind.
That's how you pronounce it?
So, ianimal. That's easier to spell, but it's
ianimal. I always say ianimal.
It's ianimal, but nobody knows how to spell that. So, it's ianimal.
Okay.
Yeah, it's ianimal69.
Nice,
dude. That was my nickname in high school.
Hell yeah.
Ianimal?
Yeah. And my mom got me an ianimal. I guess it makes kind of,
it sounds.
Really?
It sounds more natural with like a mid-Atlantic state.
Ianimal. Ianimal.
It just sounds like you're saying animal.
Because I used to eat like an animal.
Yeah, that's
on the cross country team. That's what they call me.
Yeah. Not because you had sex with men like an animal.
Because you fucked a dog on the cross country
team. Yeah, yeah. I kept losing races because I go into the woods to fuck animals. I got a bunch of road stuff coming up. Saratoga Springs.
Nice.
Where is that?
It's up north.
It's
maybe
up north.
Like 2 hours.
It's where I saw the Troy. Dead.
I always get confused because there's Sarasota, Florida.
Yes.
So Saratoga Springs. I'm like, I have no idea what that is.
Yeah, it's like a.
It's Palm Springs.
Is it near Niagara Falls?
They have a lake. No, it's not.
False. Don't. You don't want that getting
come
out.
Come on, Ian.
Come on, Ian.
My bad. Sorry, guys.
Where is it?
I'm trying to get some voiceover
Ian,
work.
Ian, where is it?
I think Saratoga Springs is near Niagara Falls. Oh, shit. Sorry. Have I told you guys about my.
Whoa, Ian.
My
on,
favorite
dude.
Country in Africa.
Yeah.
What's it called?
Ian? I was doing that. I was at this girl's house. She had a globe. And I was like just spinning it, whatever.
No, tell it.
But it's like in front of you is a globe. I'm gonna spin it and put my finger on it, and you have to say the name of the country into a Zoom chat with your black boss. You've spent your life trying to get people canceled on social media. But now you're going to say the name of this country.
You're going to say it in the chat.
You're going to say it to your black boss on Zoom.
Italy.
Live or die, the choice is yours.
Fuck. Well, thanks for coming, Ian.
Thank you for having me, fellas. It was so nice to hang out again. Thank you, everybody, for being so nice and coming up at shows and digging it and everything. I really appreciate it.
We love you, buddy.
Yeah, I love you, man.
Thanks for coming on.